What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My bad, dog.
I'm starting to worry, man. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm trying to be partial. Impartial.
I try to be partial.
Partially impartial.
Yeah, you have been very impartial this week.
Yeah.
I'm glad you came to your senses there and end of that break.
I can't say what I said, though.
You can't say exactly what you said,
yeah,
but you could just say, you know, you're a fan, you're a Georgia.
Yeah.
You're a Georgia Bulldog.
Yeah.
Colorado plays Georgia Tech tonight.
Yeah. I picked Tech, but talking all nice about Tech all week is really making me nauseous.
Yeah, I was just wondering if you're going to be able to make it to 2 on Friday.
Yeah,
without mentioning that.
It's making me nauseous. And it wasn't
Yeah.
I went to that gas station sushi ate last night.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, man. I made that mistake.
All right. We'll get to an AMA in about 20 minutes from right now. You can ask Randy about that and other decisions we've made. Phone lines will be open. You can ask us anything, as always. But before we do any of that, Greg Cosell joins us from NFL Films as well as NFL Network to talk about Falcons and everything going on in the league ahead of the start of the season next week. Greg, how are you?
GC.
Guys, how are you? How you doing?
Doing great, man. Good to hear your voice. I know we normally talk during draft time, but we're looking forward to this conversation as well. Let me ask you about this, because this is the most recent news with the Falcons. Their right tackle, Caleb McGarry, is going to be out for the year. Backup tackle, Storm Norton, is also going to be out for a while as well. What do you think those losses do to this offense?
Well, I think they mean a lot. I mean, you know, McGarry's been a starter from pretty much day one when he came out of college. So now you're playing with a backup, and in this case, it's the blind side. So, and you're dealing with a quarterback that does stay in the pocket and wait for things to develop. You know, he's not one who leaves the pocket early. He makes a lot of late in the down, big time throws. That's kind of the way he plays the position. So I guess we're going to have to wait and see on that. But, you know, I at this point, I never like to say things are an issue or a problem because you don't know. It's just a question.
Right. GC, how do you think they counter with that? Because, I mean, you look at where the Falcons were. They were one of the top 11 personnel groupings in the league. How do you think they go about, you know, trying to figure out a way not to lose, would help with protection, but not to lose a guy out in the route?
That's a great question because, you know, Bijan Robinson is a really, really good receiver. He's actually a great pass protector as well, but you don't want to live your life with him not being part of your route concepts. I guess that's something they're going to have to find out. You know, I don't know if we know the answer to that right now. You know, obviously their week one opponent is Todd Bowles and Tampa, and you know you're going to get a ton of pressure. Mm-hmm. So that's a different animal in and of itself in the way you have to think about pass protection. But you know, you'd really like to be in a situation where you can send five out and not have to worry about it. But as I said, you don't know that right now. And that could be opponent-specific, depending, you know, on who you're playing in a given week.
I know there was only 3 games of film to watch on Penix from last year, but I know you've seen his college.
I've watched them.
His college stuff as well. And of course you have. What do you think that he brings to this offense that Kirk Cousins didn't?
Well, you know, At this point in time, and I'm being honest, I think Penix is the quarterback. Let's talk about him.
Sure.
Because he's the guy. And I liked what I saw. I liked him coming out. I liked what I saw of him in the three games. One of the things I thought he did really well, and, this is something with rookie quarterbacks, you're never sure. I thought he showed he could take his pre-snap look of the defense into the post-snap phase with clarity, and he can make aggressive throws within timing and structure. He's got an NFL mentality already for what are viable throws, because there's a difference between college football and NFL football, and he just has an innate sense of viable throws that you have to turn loose at the NFL level.
GC, what do you think of when we talk about the defense right now, because they're so young, and mainly we know that yesterday Rob was talking about you got two, and nowadays we include the nickel corner as a starter now. Tell me about some of the challenges playing in Briggs' defense with these two young players.
Yeah, it's funny. I did Billy Bowman. I evaluated him coming out, and I saw him as a safety. Obviously, he's going to be the slot corner. I like the style with which he played. In fact, in my notes when I finished watching him, I thought of him just stylistically. Yeah, I hope people understand. I'm not saying he's exactly this guy, but I thought stylistically, I kind of thought of him as a Tyrann Mathieu, Buda Baker style of player because he was, athletic, explosive. He was aggressive downhill. Like I said, not a direct comparison. They're obviously playing him at slot corner, and he won the job. So, obviously they believe he can cover slot receivers because that's part of playing slot corner. We'll see. And then Xavier Watts on the back end with Jesse Bates, and he's another player I really, really like coming out of college. So they're going to give the two rookies a shot. And, again, I'm sure some teams will go after them and make them think through the game, but that's part of being a rookie, as you know.
What about the other two? Because, obviously, James Pierce Jr., he's been talked about a lot. Jalen, we have not gotten to see about it. I know we talked about to you around draft day about the edge rushers. How do you feel about them so far?
Well, that was clearly a weakness, Randy, as you know. You guys are down there. A weakness was rushing the quarterback with four. And they played a lot of man coverage, as you know now. We'll see if that continues. But, you have to be able to rush the quarterback. You'd love to be able to rush with four and not have to worry about pressure. Every team would love to rush with four. Then you have seven in coverage, and you've got the numbers advantage. I think these are two guys. Pierce looks the part. I remember seeing him at the combine and couldn't believe sort of his body type because he was very thin. But he's 6'5". He can probably put on some weight. He did show that, good pass rush, good tools in his toolbox as a pass rusher in college. So we'll see if he's ready to play. Jalen Walker is an interesting guy to me because he doesn't really have any length to him, but he's super intense, super competitive, very aggressive. He's got some strength, and he does have some quickness and explosiveness, but he just, not a lot of guys at 6'1", 240, in the league historically are great pass rushers. Mm-hmm. So I guess, we're going to find out. And I thought his college tape that he was a better edge pass rusher than he was a stack backer. Mm-hmm. So, I think he was drafted to rush the quarterback.
Greg Cosell joining us here from NFL Films, talking Falcons, and we'll try to get to some other stuff, but maybe not. You're giving us a lot of really good stuff on the Falcons, so we might stick there as well. I wanted to ask you sort of a general question about young rookie pass rushers, and you kind of just talked about historically the body type and all of that. When you see guys' ability to come from college and have success in their first year in the league at that position, is there a similarity that they tend to have? Is it more of an individual basis? Like, what do you see from those guys that have success?
You have to have a power element. Mm. In the NFL, if you don't have a power element, it's hard. If you talk to O-linemen, which I have, offensive tackles, because I've been fortunate enough to do that, they'll tell you that the guys that dance and try to beat them with moves, they just wait for them because eventually you've got to get through the offensive tackle. So if you don't have a power element, and by power I don't mean run through the guy, I mean use your hands. You have to be able to initiate and play off contact. In the NFL you don't just run around guys. So, that there's multiple ways to have a power element, so there's not one way, but you have to be able to initiate and play off contact. And a lot of college pass rushers, they have to learn that at the NFL level. They have to learn how to use their hands, how to put moves together, how to, you know, understanding how guys are trying to block them. You know, there's a lot of elements that go into it, but it starts with a power element.
Greg, I mean, obviously the big story of the day or the yesterday was Micah Parsons moving on. Now, it's hard to say how does he help Green Bay because he's Micah Parsons. But what did you think of the trade, and how do you think Frank's going to fit in? I mean, Frank, how do you think Clark's going to fit in that system, and how do you think they're going to use Micah in the Green Bay system?
Well, I think he fits in any system.
Right. You know, like, yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously he's at his core, he's an edge pass rusher. But we know that they move him around. They did in Dallas anyway. They moved him around quite a bit. They stood him up as a joker. They tried to get him matched up in guards and centers, which is a total mismatch. Jeff Hafley is the DC in Green Bay. They on third down last year, they led the NFL in stunt percentage. They were a heavy stunt team, multiple stunt concepts. I think Micah Parsons fits that really, really well because you can line him up in multiple spots. So, you know, I think he really fits well in Green Bay. You know, the question is, will they move him around as much as Dallas did, or will Jeff Hafley see him more as, hey, let's put him on the edge and let's let him rush the quarterback with Rashawn Gary on the other side and you know, make it difficult? Because, again, now you get into the situation where, depending on the opponent, do they feel that, you know, number one, they've got to slide to Micah? Number two, do they have to keep people in, tight ends and backs? There's not one offensive coordinator, Randy, as you know, that doesn't want to send five out in pure pass situations. And if you have to start keeping people in for protection because you have no pass game if you can't protect, then all of a sudden you're losing the numbers game before you even start the play.
We're still a week away from the Falcons' debut against the Bucs, but obviously we won't talk to you before then. So I did want to get a thought on Tampa, the opening.
Well, you guys can talk to me every week if you like. You know, you can talk to somebody at your station.
Man,
you know,
don't be throwing out an open invitation, GC. No.
We're gonna have you on every day, Greg. You're not
careful. You know, but I'm a professional, guys. You know.
Well, let me pick your brain about the Bucs as the Falcons get set to take them on in Week One. What do you see? I know they've won the division the last 4 years in a row. The Falcons did beat them twice last year, but still couldn't beat them in the division. What do you see as some strengths that Tampa is going to have this year, and then maybe where's an area where the Falcons could take advantage?
You know, it's funny you mentioned they beat him twice because that early season game on Thursday night may have been one of Kirk Cousins' best games as a pro.
Yeah.
He was unbelievable the way they pressured him and the way he handled it. You know, what you always have to face when you play the Bucs, you have to deal with Todd Bowles and all the pressure concepts. If you can't handle those, it's very hard to run your offense. So from on that side of the ball, that's number one. Now, they've got a really good run game. I mean, I watched some Bijan Robinson this offseason. I got to tell you, I could easily make the argument that he's the best back in the league overall. I mean, I think the guy is phenomenal. You know, as a runner, as a pass protector, as a receiver, you know, he's not just a check down receiver. He's really, really good. And then they've got really, it's kind of a two-headed monster. Tyler Allgeier does a nice job when he spells Robinson. You know, I think that, you know, they do have what you could argue they do have a fairly complete offense. You know, at the receiver position, I'm sure they'd like a little more, but they're pretty good. You know, so when you play the Bucs, you know, it starts with being able to handle their pressure. On the other side of the ball, you know, Baker Mayfield is a very rhythmic player. When he's at his best, and obviously it's a new coordinator this year, but when he's at his best, everything is rhythmic. So sometimes it's hard to get to him. So now you start getting into, hey, how do you want to play in the secondary? Do you want to play press? Because if you can't get to the quarterback, how do you disrupt the pass game? You've got to disrupt the receivers. So, you know, we'll see. They did play a good amount of press. Terrell's a really good press corner. So we'll see. Will they play a good amount of press and try to disrupt the receivers?
Greg, great stuff. Thank you. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks.
All right.
Greg Cosell there, NFL Films, NFL Network analyst. A lot of good stuff on what the Falcons have and what to look for this season. Then a little on the Bucs ahead of next week as well.
Yeah, I was just curious because I knew we were going to ask about the Bucs. I wanted to ask because the funny question was, is like, Michael fits in anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a good fit.
He's a good fit. But no, the thing with Tampa is this. We got to deal with Todd Bowles, and we're going to talk a lot about it next week because it's game week. Deal with his pressures.
Mm-hmm.
And Baker, if you can disrupt...
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Baker, because if Baker's seeing it, he's going to tear your ass
when
he,
obviously, Greg's right.
Yes.
When he gets in that rhythm and the momentum,
he's going to tear your
ass. He'll throw
up
for 350.
Yep.
He did it to a bunch of teams last year. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to an AMA. The phone lines are open at 404-726-0929. Load them up. It's a Funk Friday. Last chance to ask us questions this week. We'll answer everything you got coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.